By his deeds, by his deeds, by his deeds, by his deeds. Oh, bless us with by his deeds, with by his deeds.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of the channel, welcome to another silsila of pious deeds, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We've been talking about a number of pious deeds, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, in this silsila. And do continue to watch these silsilas, inshallah, you will benefit from them, inshallah, each and every action. These are those deeds which are leading us to paradise, inshallah. Those actions, by avoiding them, which will able to save ourselves from the fire of hell. All these are pious actions, and you should try to follow them as much as possible. Inshallah Azawajal, we've got a very simple pious deed today. Today our topic is spreading of peace. What do I mean by spreading of peace? Alhamdulillah, the beauty is that our religion is spreading of peace. Alhamdulillah, the beautiful religion of Islam is spreading peace, Alhamdulillah, even to the extent the meaning of Islam actually means peace as well. So Alhamdulillah, when we enter into the fold of Islam, Alhamdulillah, we are automatically spreading peace, Alhamdulillah. One of the beautiful ways of spreading peace, Alhamdulillah, in our communities, in our societies, in our homes, is by giving salam. Now salam is a very beautiful way of spreading peace, and salam is a blessed sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of my channel, whenever we meet each other, greet each other with salam by saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah azawajal, you will wrap up so much reward and so much benefit as well, and also at the same time you are spreading peace. Sadly today, when we're meeting each other, instead of giving salam, we're asking, how are you, how's things, what's happening, what go on. All these words have been uttered, but the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of giving salam, we tend to leave this. In the same way, when we are departing from each other, when we are going our own way, or when we are going home, when we are leaving, in the same way you get people saying, see you later, goodbye, ta-ta, etc. All these things are said, but in its place at that time, we should be giving salam as well, because this is also the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you have to keep in mind, the best of words of salam is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the meaning of which is, may peace be upon you and the mercy and the blessing descend from Allah azawajal, subhanallah azawajal. The person who meets, he should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and inshallah azawajal, by doing this we'll be spreading peace. And in the same way, when a person departs, he should be saying this as well. Why? Because these are the best of words. When a person is departing, saying this salam also is the best of words. It's mentioned in para 5 in Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation, and when you are greeted with some words, greet back with words better than it, or say the same words. So my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, whenever we meet each other, the best of words are assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And if someone says assalamu alaikum to you, you reply with better word, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And if someone says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then reply with better word, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Or at least say the same as what the person has said to you, inshaAllah. And also my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, saying salam, this is not just in the sharia of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, this is also the sunnah of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, who is Abul Bashar, the father of all men, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he also gave salam. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, when Allah azza wa jal created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he instructed him to go to the group of angels sitting there and say salam to them, then listen carefully what they reply to you, because that is your salam and the salam of your offspring. Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa salatu wa salam said to the angels, assalamu alaikum. They replied, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and they spoke wa rahmatullah additionally. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of my channel. So this has started from the beginning of time, from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. That Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam would give salam and the angels would reply back in the better salam. So keep this in mind. That Alhamdulillah, all the prophets alayhim salam, they have been giving salam, they've been spreading peace. Alhamdulillah. And this is the beauty of our religion, that when we greet each other, when we give salam to each other, we're actually spreading peace, we are actually making dua, supplicating for them. And we should try to make this habit, inshaAllah. This will, inshaAllah, and who knows if at the time of acceptance, our supplication, our salam at that time has been accepted. And that person, he is protected from calamity, he is protected from difficulties. Why? Because of spreading of this peace, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, my dear views of Mani Channel, this giving of salam is actually a means of us entering into Jannah. This is actually a means of us spreading peace and love with our brothers, with our people of our society. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala has said that the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, you will not enter into Jannah until you have faith. And you cannot be a true Muslim until you love one another. Should I not tell you something by carrying out which you will love one another? Spread salam between yourselves. SubhanAllah. This is a means of loving one another. Alhamdulillah. The more we will spread salam, inshallah, the more love we will have with each other. Alhamdulillah. So try to spread salam whenever you're meeting anyone, whenever you're departing from anyone. Inshallah, this will be a means of spreading peace. This will be a means of having love for each other. Alhamdulillah. This will create love. And sometimes what happens is we walk past someone, we don't know him, we don't give salam to him. But if we gave salam to an unknown person, he replied back to that salam, even if he didn't reply back, think about it, how happy would feel that this person doesn't know me, but he's giving me salam, he's sending peace upon me. SubhanAllah. So my dear views of Mani Channel, Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islam, we have given this mindset to the pious deeds, Alhamdulillah. This pious deeds is a booklet which is given by our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnah Dawat Barakatum Nariya. You can also download this application of pious deeds and Nek Amal, and Alhamdulillah, fill it daily. In one of them, the question is, did you give salam to your Muslims? And we should get into this habit as well. On a daily basis, did you give salam? Whenever you're meeting someone, whether you're on a bus, whether you're on a train, whether you're going to school, whether you're going to college, when you're returning, giving salam, spreading peace in this way, inshallah, you will benefit a whole lot. And also, you will spread love with each other as well. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi has said, when those loving each other for the sake of Allah Almighty meet each other and smile by looking at each other, then their sins are forgiven the way dry leaves fall off the trees in winter. SubhanAllah. So this is, SubhanAllah, salam is not just spreading of peace, but it's also a means of our sins being forgiven, Alhamdulillah. So whenever we are giving salam, and look at the benefit of this, inshallah, we'll listen to also the fazila as well about the reward of this. But here, look at the beauty of giving salam is that a person's sins are being forgiven like leaves fall off trees in the winter. SubhanAllah. If you want, my dear viewers of Madi Channel, your sins to be forgiven, make it a routine of yours of spreading salam, of giving salam to whoever you meet, inshaAllah. My dear viewers of Madi Channel, the one who gives salam, he's not just going to be benefiting in this dunya, he's not just going to be making peace in this dunya, but he will also benefit in the akhirah in abundance. Sayyidina Abu Idris rahmatullah alayhi said to Sayyidina Maaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, I love you for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Maaz bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, he replied, congratulations to you. I heard the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say, on the day of judgment, chair will be placed for people around the arsh. Their faces will be shining bright like the moon on the 14th night. People will be worried whilst they will have no worry. People will be fearful where they will have no fear. They are the friends of Allah for whom there is neither worry or grief. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are these people? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, those who love one another for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Mani Channel, Alhamdulillah, we should have this love with each other. Inshallah, having this love with each other by spreading salam, inshallah, on the day of judgment, you will be able to gain such such a blessing that you will have no fear where people would have fear. You will have no grief when people will be in grief. Alhamdulillah, this is the level of the people who will love each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Mandi channel, have this connection of love. We should be building this connection of love with each other in our society, in our homes, with our friends, with our colleagues at work. We should be spreading salam. Inshallah, this is a means of creating love. And look at the benefit of this. Will on the day of judgment, they will be sitting on chairs around the ash, subhanallah. And we all know that on the day of judgment, there will be no shade other than the shade of the ash of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people who will be under the shade of the ash of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be saved from the heat and the difficulty of the day of judgment, subhanallah. We should be amongst them people who spread peace and create love with each other, inshallah, so we can gain this shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Subhanallah, the one who loves each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who gives salam for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, these are all beneficial things when someone loves someone for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we have been taught in our deen, alhamdulillah. When we love each other, when we have love for each other, when we give salam for, why are we doing this for? We are doing this just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are spreading salam just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are loving each other, we are doing this just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, I love those who meet each other for my sake, and I love those who love one another for my sake, and I love those who spend on each other for my sake, and I love those who help each other for my sake. My dear viewers of Mandi channel, we should try loving each other, just meeting each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try helping each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshaAllah through this, Allah, we will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by loving each other, by helping each other, by caring for each other. InshaAllah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sufficient for us, for our success in this world and also the hereafter. And my dear viewers of Mandi channel, alhamdulillah, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram Ali Murdwan, they had immense love. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he put this brotherhood amongst the Sahaba Ikram Ali Murdwan. We all know about the Muhajirin and the Ansar, their level of love, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connected the Muhajirs and the Ansars together. Alhamdulillah, the Muhajirs are those who migrated from Makkah to Karma to Madinatul Manavra. Ansar are those who lived in Madinatul Manavra. They were the residents of Madinatul Manavra. They had properties, they had land, they had businesses, they had money. The Muhajirin, when they left Makkatul Mukarma, a lot of them left with nothing. Some of them didn't have no food, no clothes, no nothing for them. And when they came to Madinatul Manavra, the Holy Prophet ﷺ addressed the Ansar and said, these Muhajirin are your brothers. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called on the Muhajirin and the Ansar forward two at a time and said, he is your brother. As soon as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, the relationship, the brotherhood was established in the true sense, subhanallah. Thus the Ansar took the Muhajirin to their home and placed each of their belongings before them and said, you are my brother, half of these provisions are yours and half are ours. Subhanallah, just imagine how much the love the Prophet ﷺ created amongst the Sahaba Ikram, amongst the Muhajir and the Muhajirin and the Ansar, that they became full of such great love that they divided each and everything which belonged to them in half. And the Ansar gave half to the Muhajirin, subhanallah. This was the level of love the Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan had. Yet, if you look at before this, the Ansar did not know who the Muhajirin were, who they were. They were selected by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they were called together, not even knowing them, they did so much for them. Subhanallah, this is something, a lesson for us to learn. That if you know, even if you don't know someone, we should still be spreading salam. We should be still helping them. We should still be removing their difficulties. Inshallah, this is what Islam is about. This is what spreading peace is about connecting with each other helping each other, taking each other out of the difficulties, alhamdulillah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, this is the thinking which is given in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, that we try to help each other, alhamdulillah, try to connect yourself with this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, inshallah, through this you will able to develop love in society, have love for each other, inshallah, travel regularly on the 3-day Madani kafla every month, inshallah, you will learn regarding the sunnah and the ways of how to adopt piety, ways of adopting good manners, good habits, and inshallah azawajal, getting into the habit of giving salam and spreading peace, inshallah azawajal. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, how great is giving salam to each other, how great is helping each other. You can recognize this from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated that a man humbly said to the noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the best thing in Islam? The noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, feed the poor and say salam to everyone, whether you know them or you don't know them. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the best thing in Islam, that we feed the poor and we give salam to people, even we know them or we don't know them. A lot of the times we walk past on our streets, we know that these people are Muslims, yet we don't give them salam. Even to the extent, some people even ignore their own neighbors, do not even give their own neighbor salam. We should make a habit of us to give salam to those people we know, and also those people we don't know. You walk into a shop and the person is a Muslim, give him salam. Like this, you sit on the bus, the person sitting next to you is a Muslim, give him salam. In this way, inshallah, you will spread peace, inshallah. You go to college, you go to work, you go to university, all these places, when you see someone you don't know him, give him salam, inshallah. You will find, first of all, you will find peace and tranquility in your heart, and you will also put peace and tranquility in the hearts of others, inshallah. This will create love with each other, inshallah, and also try to help those, the poor, especially feeding the poor, alhamdulillah. This is the best thing in Islam also, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Also, my dear viewers, another thing we should do is, a lot of times we are waiting for others to give salam, but we should get into the habit of giving salam first. If you are young, if you are old, it doesn't matter. Try to give salam. Although there is a method that the young should give salam to the elder, and in the same way, the person standing should give salam to the person sitting. But the one who gives salam first, that person is more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Umama Bahili radiallahu ta'ala who has narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person closer to Allah azza wa jal amongst the people is the one who pursues them in saying salam, subhanallah. We should make it a habit in giving salam first to anyone you meet, and try to beat them in giving salam, inshallah, we will be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Umama narrates, it is humbly asked to the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who proceeds in salam when two men meet? The noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who is closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, if you want to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gain to the habit of giving salam first. Also, my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, our deen is such beautiful that even if you depart from each other for just a short time, you know, when you come back, you should give salam. Say, for example, you leave the room, you come back into the room, give salam again, alhamdulillah, azawajal. Abu Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala has narrated, the noble Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, when any of you meet his Islamic brother, he should say salam to him. And if a tree, wall, or a rock, etc., comes between them, then he meets him again, he should say salam to him again. Subhanallah. This is the tarbiyah, this is the mindset we were giving. When you meet, when you departure, give salam, alhamdulillah. Also, my dear viewers of Madani channel, what is the benefit of giving salam? The one who says assalamu alaikum, he gains 10 virtues. The one who says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, he gains 20 virtues. The one who says assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he gains 30 virtues. Sina Imran radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, assalamu alaikum. The noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 10 virtues have been written. Another man came and said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. The noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to him his salam, and the man sat down to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said 20 virtues have been written. That another man came to the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The noble Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to his salam and said, 30 virtues has been written. Subhanallah, my dear wisdom, the more salam you will give, the more virtue one will gain, alhamdulillah. Also try to make a habit of yours, especially when you enter your own house, when you enter your homes, give salam in your homes, because this is a place where you need to be spreading more peace. Salam amongst your brothers, amongst your family members. Sometimes we give salam outside, but we fail to give salam in our homes. Make this a routine of giving salam. Inshallah, by the blessing of this, we'll be able to spread peace in our society. We make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to spread peace in our society by giving salam. Ameen.
Why is deep?